American Cattle News. Today we look at the markets and some seasonal tendencies. More after this.
CattleCon 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
Do market seasonal tendencies provide any glimpse of where the cattle market could go? Bob Mowers with Manduca Trading in Chicago.
When you look at the seasonal for December for those two commodities, which are highly correlated most of the time, not all the time, live cattle and feeder cattle, you typically see in the first part of December a pretty good push to the downside. So I think that kind of just started a little bit early, being that bounce that we saw back half of November wasn't really of any kind of big move. And I think that seasonal tendency also kicked in. So you got steady to weaker cash prices. You got a packer that seems like they're in control at the moment in terms of massaging prices lower. You got a seasonal tendency that's kind of kicking at the same time. And I think that's helping add to the, let's say, confidence and bearishness in those particular markets. And all those sums up to a market that's under some good pressure. I'm not going to pick a bottom. We're going to wait to see when the market finally has a retest of whatever swing low evolves. And with that failed retest, meaning it'll bounce, it'll come back down, and it won't make a new low. Maybe that'll be a sign that we'll start to see the thing move higher. And just to finish the thought, if you look at the seasonal tendency for cattle for this month, the Feb fat cattle, all right, it's supposed to start out weak, but actually 12 of the last 15 years, it's ended up higher than where it started the beginning of December. So at some point, it seems to me, just from the data, that it's going to find a base and maybe work its way higher. We just don't know where yet. So we'll keep an eye out for that and hopefully be able to react accordingly when we see it.
American Cattle News.